Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom. This is a place where we dig deep into the scriptures. We look for guidance from the Word of God, because that's the greatest place of wisdom.
Well, it's time for us to dive into our Pearls of Wisdom with Dr. Pearl Coupe in studio. A very warm welcome to you.
Thank you, Z. And yes, always a delight to be here. And welcome and hello to our listeners out there. Yeah. It's great to be here for another exciting moment.
Exciting moment indeed, which I've been looking forward to since our previous conversation.
Yeah.
On worship, you know, something that you touched last week, a couple of things actually that really, really sat with me, you know, in terms of, do we worship God, a God that we know?
Right.
Do we take time to get to know God so we can worship a God that we know? And also at the end of the day, that it's not about our ability to sing at the end of the day or to play instruments perfectly, but it's our spirit that needs to be right with God when we worship Him. And so are we here for our final part of this?
Yes, we're here for our final part. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, from the very first time, talking about worship, and it's so important for us to inculcate and to have a culture of worship.
Yeah.
And so the whole idea is to transition us from treating worship as if it's an event that we sort of once a week, you know, do when the worship leader tells us to lift up our hands and to have a time of worship, that we now transition from treating worship as an event to treating it now as a lifestyle.
Mm.
And that's when we will really experience new dimensions, even in terms of how we relate with God. So we've just been exploring some of the scriptures that relate to worship to encourage us into that place where we can embrace and receive worship and practice worship as a lifestyle, as opposed to seeing it as a once a week event in a building.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this time I wanted to look at Matthew 15, verses 8 to 9, which also is talking about worship. And in this scripture, we'll see what principles we can derive from this scripture to provoke us to higher dimensions of worship. And Matthew 15, 8 to 9 says this. It says, "These people," of course, it's God speaking, "these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules." Merely human rules. So come a number of striking things that come from this scripture. And one is, you know, first of all, we need to realize that not every worship is received by God. He says some of us are worshiping Him in vain. And the other thing that comes out from this scripture is our heart posture is very important. And I want to talk about that in terms of connecting worship with our hearts. Worship is also a heart matter. So the question we need to be asking ourselves is, are we just giving an empty worship just with our lips? With our lips. Is it possible that we go once a week giving an empty worship where our mind is not even on God? You know, some of us may be singing the lyrics, but not even thinking of God. Thinking maybe of KFC that I'm going to be eating
after church.
After church, Nando's, KFC, or whatever. So who are you thinking of? Because how can you be thinking about KFC or thinking about something else or somebody else? Clearly, if our mind is on somebody or something else, it's not a worship that we're giving unto God. It is a worship that's coming, empty worship from our lips. But our focus is not on Him. Our mind is not on Him. It's just a lip service, as we say. You know, we talk about lip service. And when somebody talks about lip service, it simply means that you don't mean it. It's not something that is coming from the heart, but you're just talking about it with not being intentional, not being purposeful about it. So that's really what I wanted to encourage us about this week, is let's be intentional in our worship. Let's make sure that our hearts are prepared. Let's make sure that there's a heart connection, that our hearts are not far from God, so that we don't give Him a vain worship that is meaningless. And just still talking about hearts, I wanted to also encourage us with Proverbs 4, verse 23 says this. It says, above all, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. So let's make sure that for our hearts to be connected, protect your heart. Protect it and make sure, because, you know, the Bible says everything flows from there. So if and when we don't protect it, we allow our hearts to be wounded. We allow injury to come into our hearts. We allow offense to come into our hearts. We allow rejection to come into our hearts. And because of that, bitterness takes root in our hearts. Anger takes root in our hearts. Jealousy takes root in our hearts. Hatred comes root. Takes root in a heart. How are you going to worship God from an angry heart, from a jealous heart, from an offended heart? All of that, it makes it so difficult to worship God because all these things have taken root in our hearts. And so I wanted to encourage us to say, make sure that you protect your heart. Make sure that you guard your heart from all offense. And if indeed your heart is wounded and you've embraced that rejection, that offense, whatever it is that's going to become a barrier and stop you from worshiping God, begin to pray Psalms 51. It's a prayer that David loved to pray, and I love to pray it. 51. I pray it almost daily. Psalms 51, verses 10 to 12. He said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me." So he's, you know, literally, there is, if we don't guard our hearts, there are things that can come in our heart that can become a separation that will separate us and disconnect us from the presence of God. So pray that prayer. And like I said, you know, there's no harm in praying it every day, because sometimes we think, no, I'm still Marakeshap, you know, I'm still in God's presence. And we may have moved into a place of Ichabod, where God's glory has departed. And so pray, be constant in praying that prayer. There's no harm in praying it. And this scripture again, you know, we're still talking about Matthew 15, verses 8 to 9, where it talks about, the second part says, "They worship me in vain." And then it says, "Their teachings are merely human rules," human rules. So, you know, let's not get caught up in... And you know, I work with worshipers. My daughter is very graced in the area of worship, worship leader, a minstrel, a psalmist, all of those things. And one of the things I found is that, you know, worship can be taught. There's a certain amount where you can teach. I have people who teach. They have the School of David and prophetic teachings, etc. But one of the things I've discovered is worship and prayer, ultimately, they are caught more than they are taught. Sure. There are principles, there's scripture that we can be taught in terms of helping us learn, but ultimately, worship and prayer are caught more than they are taught, meaning we have to practice it. We have to implement it. So if you really want to grow dimensionally in the area of worship, the best way to grow in the area of worship is not just through human rules where we teach. This is, you know, worship 101. And like I say, I'm not condemning that. Yeah. There's a place for teaching on worships, and there's some very powerful teachers. We had amazing teachers this week at our conference. We had Apostle Daliap Gwom coming in from Nigeria. We had Pastor Churchill, who's one of our local, yes, he's amazing, Salatole, who was part of the group. We had Psalmist Wandile Moloi also, and they were all coming in to share their experiences. Wonderful teachings, but ultimately, until and unless we actually practice worshiping him every day. And, you know, in the first series that we had, we talked about how much bigger worship is than just singing. It's not just about singing, but how worship must be inculcated in everything that we do, in everything that we do. So I just want to leave us with this encouragement in, you know, as we close out this series on worship, to say, let's remember that worship is a lifestyle.
Amen.
Let's not treat it as an event. It's about everything we do. It's about dedicated service to God. Let's purpose to be intentional about worshiping God every day, not making it an event, a one-week event when we go into a building for 1 hour. Let's make sure that we grow in intimacy as we worship him, that we're worshiping in spirit and in truth. We're not just honoring him with our lips, that it's not just a vain worship. Let's make sure and be intentional about shifting dimensionally, going into a deeper intimacy with God, having a level of heart worship. And the charge that I leave us all with, including myself, it's a challenge to me, is to move to a greater level of worshiping him. And the charge is to move from one level of worship to another level of worship, and so that we can see how our relationship with God really grows and how we also will grow in character and how our lives will be impacted for the better.
Amen.
As we grow in dimensions of worshiping him.
Sure. Thank you so much, Dr. Pearl. I think this is a much needed one for the body of Christ. As always, it's a blessing having you on the show, and we look forward to next week.
Awesome. Bye-bye, everybody.